What's up, guys, and welcome to yet another episode, which is actually the fifth, of Antisocial, a podcast by Gadgets Africa, where we talk about things tech and web culture, and as always, things that matter really. So right now, for our fifth episode, we still have the same guests, Maxine, Laura, we have Elfas and Saroni. Man, you're strong. So as strong as they are, we want to put them on the spot this time. It's time to ask questions for them to narrate their experiences on social media. I'll ask the first question as Laura and Maxine go ahead. Saroni, yes. Which is the worst experience what do you hate the most about social media? As much as you have the following that you have, what is the thing that you hate the most?
I would say that, of course, okay, so in the previous episode, Laura mentioned something about guys being entitled. So this is something that even in my line of work with my 200 followers, I've also experienced. Maxine, we check at
200.
200. Times 1,000.
Anyway, so it's something that you experience, and you know, you can say something on social media, and whether it's true or not, someone will always find a way to counter what you're saying by bringing in what they think is true. And especially when it comes to technicalities. So let me say, for example, my social media is full of either it's myself or full of tech stuff. So you'll probably say that, hey, this and this is the truth about tech. And then someone will just come telling you shenanigans, aliskia ushago, literally. Amekuja na, that is what they're fighting you with. And they're fighting you with their teeth, as in kabisa, this guy is telling you, you're the one doing the wrong thing. Because honestly, that is the most bothering thing I've experienced on social media. You know, kuna ile katasi tu ya kuangalia. Let's say, for example, I cannot come to Maxine's profile and start bashing her because she said this brand is not nice, yet that is her line of work. She's an expert in that. I can't just bring my own opinions, neata labda sijai tumia. I will respect her for what she does. And same applies to Laura and even Mimi. But sasa, watu wa tech, tunaonanga maneno yote, I'm telling you. Eh? Mtu kwanza, when it comes to someone asking you a question, let's say for example, Mimi will tell you, hey, recommend to me a phone worth 30,000 shillings. Utamwambia, I think you should buy ABC because it has ABC. Eh, ile mtukano utapata afterwards. Is mtukano even a word? Anyway.
No. We are not going there. No.
But anyway, so my issue is people giving their opinions, yet you are an expert in that field, but they are countering your opinion as an expert with unfounded claims.
Alphas, what is the worst experience you've had on social media, considering you have your own YouTube channel and all?
Yeah, wow, social media is just crazy. I don't know. First of all, I support what Saruni is saying, because someone comes to you with a question and then they're like, nunua simu gani? And then when you tell them, but mi sipendi Huawei, hakuna simu ingine? And then by that time, you've already told them that is the best phone at that price. And they still want to fight and tell you that, oh, they want an iPhone for 15,000. I'm like, hakuna. So you need to move on and look for a better phone. It's a lot of work, but that is one thing I hate. And then I think,
cheap.
Yeah, what cheap, what was spent? But anyway, that's not the point. I think comment section, I don't necessarily hate it, but I don't also like it. Because kuna time you post something and then everyone else is loving it. And then there's just that one person who decides to make your whole post null and void. You know, like everyone has loved it. As in like, kila mtu anakuja na suggestions. Oh my God, that was so nice. Oh my God, it sound vizuri. And then that one guy like, by the way, ata hakuna kitu ya manu. And you're just like, okay, why don't you just follow the bandwagon, you know? So sometimes, yes, it's constructive. And sometimes ni mtu tu anakuchukia because maybe they're jealous or something like that. But that is one thing inakuanga ngumu to handle, yeah.
I guess as they say, kwa kila soko kukosangi mwendo wazimu. There's always that one. There's always that one guy who will be like, nah, I'm not buying into it. Anyway, yeah. Ladies, do you have any questions for us?
So I just wanted to ask, how do you guys deal with like the backlash and hate that you guys receive?
Okay, let me start with this. So back in the day, like when I started doing tech stuff, so I started out as a content creator when I was in uni as well. I had my own YouTube channel. I was writing for blogs and stuff before I turned it into a career. And the first year when I turned it into a career, someone subtweeted me, not even mentioning my name, Akandika, Saruni makes me sleep with his videos. So, and this is someone's personal preference or opinion, if I may say, and that is what they feel. But what really hurt me at that point was that, you know, sometimes it's good to get feedback, both positive and negative. But instead of this guy either using the YouTube comment section or even arching you, like this guy knew my handle and everything, but he decided to gather retweets instead of telling me, you know, openly, like, hey, Saruni, I think your videos are boring and you need to find something else to do with your life. This guy decided to collect retweets, akisema fanya Saruni anafanya, and nilichekelewa that day. I think that tweet trended for like 2-3 days, the way I make people sleep. But, you know, the most amazing thing is the number of followers I got from that was just crazy, and the number of positives that came from it. So that actually encouraged me, you know, because you come to think that, hey, there'll always be the negative comments, especially on what you do. Because I see a lot of guys, we post on our like expert stuff. Like if I'm a tech reviewer, I'll be posting mostly on that. And there are guys who will not agree with you. There are guys who will be telling you don't know your stuff. So you just have to take that criticism and work on it. Either make your videos better or alternatively, just ignore them. So that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Alphas, what do you do?
For me, it's kind of the same, but sometimes it comes from even the people who are higher than you, you know, like the people you consider do better than you. So like, for example, I think there's a time I did a Sauti Sol challenge, yeah. Got like massive views on their page. I think it was the most viewed. I'm not plotting, but it was like the most viewed at the time, yeah.
And you're so, not bragging.
Like, kwa hiyo,
section,
and you're not bragging.
Check me out. I'll post on the comment section. We have a comment section down below. My handle. Yeah. So like, in that comment section, there's a guy who I like consider like the one who knows how to play guitar and the one who knows how to sing well. And then that comment section, he went down there. Akasema vitu vingi, like, you sing so slow. You should do this. You should do this. You should do this. You should do this. I'm just like, guy, why are you being so negative 100%, you know? Because by the time, as a guy with like his 200 followers, by the time I post, I make sure I posted the most perfect thing, at least to me, so that atakama itapata ka movement kidogo itapata. But if it doesn't, but if it gets and then it's negative, it's really painful. So most times I try to ignore. But when I'm in the shower and I'm seated there and I'm looking at, oh, video may figure 20,000 views, but this one comment is still the worst because he's the guy I admire, you know. So it's hard, but I try to ignore and then build up on it. So maybe like I'll start doing faster songs or something like that. Try and make everyone happy, but sometimes you just have to move on from it. Yeah.
Any one comment can make all the 20,000 views become
imagine as in like, hey, you don't even know.
Depends, imetoka kwa nani. You can imagine if you're crushing on Laura ama Maxine, alafu Maxine akuja andike hapo, ah, you suck, when hivyo your career is over.
but what reason would they have in the first place? I know them well. What reason would you have to go to social media on my post and comment such a thing? Just DM me on WhatsApp or something, or DM me on that social media page.
No, the problem is not everyone has that kind of courtesy, you know. Kila mtu mtu atakanga tu kujionyesha so that maybe his comment gets likes or something like that.
Okay, I think one thing that we can draw from this is, different from ladies, men actually draw a lot from, let's say, even if it's one comment. Because I think on the previous episode, it was like, we ignore. Maxine was like, I ignore. Laura was like, you let go of it. But I think for men, Saruni, you draw a lot. As much as you don't want to, as much as later on you'll have to know
what to draw, what not to draw from a single comment. Women are in short, we are insecure. In short,
but it also works the same. Oh, sorry, yeah, Mimi.
Sorry, no, I'm saying it's unfair because, like, for example, okay, maybe let's leave Saruni sleepy commented on, but for Elfas, like, if you're given something technical to work on, that's not like a criticism of you necessarily. Maybe you're being told how to build yourself. But for the ladies, I feel like if you're being personally attacked because of an outfit you chose or something, that's not on the same.
It's different. It's not
cool. Exactly, it's very different. Because I see, like, maybe Laura has posted a video and someone wants to come and attack her for the dress she's wearing. And it's nowhere incompatible to the content that is on that video. So it's quite weird, but it's social.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maxine, you had a question.
Yeah.
So there's this meme that I once saw of how guys versus girls post on social media. So it was a babe on her wedding day with a whole caption, and then the man had posted a video of like the sky. It's a good day. So is it that men just don't generally post like all their personal mushy stuff on social media? Like, does social media really, you don't attach a lot of meaning to social media compared to women? Maybe is it like a true thing?
Okay, at the risk of being attacked by all of you and everyone else listening to us, I will say I think it's an attention thing. So naturally, women are drawn to attention. Laura, Maxine, I'm changing any position. I'm like, what?
Laura, okay. Laura is pointing to her eyes.
You're burnt.
No, this is my opinion. I think that naturally, it's not that you go out to seek the attention, but it's the same way if I compliment on a dress choice, if I say, hey, you look really nice, the lady will probably feel better than when a guy is told, ah, umeva suti kupoa, or you look nice. For me, I'll just be like, oh, okay, cool. That's it.
It's the truth.
I'll feel like, hey, I'm actually dressing nice, but I won't put a lot of weight to it because, you know, the attention is not really part of who I am. And I think it's the same reason why we don't post a lot. It's because I just feel like I want to post the minimum stuff, what makes me happy, and it probably won't be the wedding per se. Like, even if it's the wedding, I wouldn't want to show it that my wedding makes me happy. I think that is too girly. I'll just post the sky and be like, yeah, that's a good day. Or maybe I'll post the limo that is carrying me and be like, look at the car that is carrying me. So I just think it's an attention.
No context. But I think it happens even in real life. Like when it's guy to guy conversation, utasikia, eh, Buddha, hizo viatu uliiba wapi? Because he likes your shoes. But for example, when it comes to a girl, and for example, hata kama ni happy birthday, you should see the way girls, you know, post happy birthday pale kwa status. Oh my God, happy birthday! It's been 20 years with you, and you've been the nicest. You've been the most darling. You know, everything is posted there. But for us, it's about, eh, Buddha, straw. Mekazana mwaka ingine, you know. And that's just how it is also when it comes to posting. The way Saruni amesema, nitaposti hiyo gari, nitasema, wow, today has been a great day. Naishi hapa. Yeah.
Yeah, I think drawing back to the birthday thing, I think even sometimes you don't even post. But I think different from us, I've seen women, ladies, let's say Instagram, WhatsApp, even if someone doesn't post happy birthday for you, let's say it's your birthday, they have to make sure someone knows it's their birthday. Happy birthday to me and something like that. For men, I'm sure, for me, I had my birthday on 18th April. I didn't even let anyone know. It's actually Saruni who posted it on our work group, on our WhatsApp group, that it was my birthday. So I think for us, for me personally, I don't draw a lot from social media other than, for me, it's just a source of entertainment.
We are there to watch and see.
Exactly. We are there just to watch. To see other people posting. It's not an attack in any way to people who post a lot. You do you and everything. But for us, for me personally, the last picture I posted on Instagram was January. The other one, the previous one before that, was on March 2019. And it's and I have 200 followers, mm-hmm. and it's nothing to me. Trust me, it's nothing. Wow. For me, I see people drawing for posts for clout, and I'm like, you know what? I actually feel sorry for them in a way. Like the Saruni, the comment, the guy who subtweeted you on your YouTube. That was just someone looking for clout. For me, I'm like, you just want a lot of people to know you, a lot of strangers, and it's, for me, it's not good. I don't trust too many people to post too many things about my life. So yeah.
Okay.
Plus, you just don't. For me, I don't. I just don't give a hoot. Anyway. Who still has a question? Mimi, do you have a question for us?
Okay. Gosh, no, I'm just surprised that you guys are coming. So I don't know. I'm trying to look at that as a gender thing. And I don't think so, because there's guys out there who are putting out content for whatever reasons. And they also want those compliments. They'll also catch that heat. So yeah, it's like personal, because I'm like you. Even I, my record is longer than yours. I also am not telling people my birthday or, you know, on Instagram. But it's not a gender thing. Actually, women want attention.
But as much as it is a, as much as it is a personal thing, as much as it is a personal thing, you have to draw sometimes. If there was someone like to draw data from that, you'd see like there are a lot more men who don't really care about social media as much as ladies. I'm pretty sure it will be there. I don't know whether I'm wrong or I'm right. Anyone prove me wrong?
Mimi, it doesn't apply to everyone just because a couple of guys don't post a lot. Like, I think amongst all three of us, I post the most, if not Anthony as well. Exactly. And I made that conscious decision to be posting a lot. It's because I have followers who ask questions about phones and stuff. So if I stop posting, that's why you'll see most of my images are either myself selfies, and I usually write which phone has taken that selfie, because I'll get guys in the DM asking questions about that and stuff like that. So it's just, again, a conscious decision and doesn't apply to everyone. And before we get carried away again, because time also is flying, I know we are the ones on the hot seat, but I also want to ask something that we guys go through, and it's about something that we spoke about in the previous episode, and this is body shaming. And now turned around to guys, because when it comes to girls, it's considered body shaming. But when it comes to guys, it's considered what Maxine was almost jumping at me because of personal preference. So it is. If a guy goes and says that, hey, I don't like, I'm really sorry to use this word, fat women. Really sorry. Like, I hope you can see how sorry I am. Everyone will come at me. I can even see Laura's eyes already. They're like, ah!
We're going into TikTok mode.
That is considered fat shaming, as opposed to someone just airing out their preference. But when a lady goes on social media and says, I don't like short men, and I'll go this because it has affected me. I don't like short men. I don't like skinny men. I don't like dark men.
Go to the comments.
That
go to the
is
comments.
A personal preference. Everyone will be like, no, that's what I prefer. You know? So why is it that way? Why is there a double standard on body shaming per se? Why is it a different thing when it comes to guys than when it is from girls?
I won't hear this answer. I won't hear this answer. Laura?
What is Laura?
I have nothing to say.
Precisely. Precisely.
No. Wait. I want to hear.
Every Maxine. Time.
Why? I have nothing to say.
Why are there double standards when it comes to body shaming?
I don't know. Like, I see it actually, but I don't know. That's why I can't even speak.
Nakwambia tutashinda tukiambiwa venye atufai kuwa na kitambi. Lakini you try tell a girl afai kuwa na kitambi pia.
The hate
on fire.
Yo, do it.
Mama, Saruni, like you go, you post your kitambi on Instagram and be like, oh my God, all men should appreciate their body.
Men, appreciate your body.
You wait.
Get abs.
You imagine.
I want to hear this answer. Guys, I want to hear this answer. Maxine, what answer do you have for this?
I think, unfortunately, this is a similar thing to how women will differentiate like the fat shaming and the skinny shaming, yeah? So it's almost kind of like the same thing. Women have like lost opportunities because of being fat. But I don't think, Saruni, there's an opportunity ever you are told you cannot do this because you are short.
I have!
What?
Which opportunity? Which one?
Opportunity yaku shoot short, opportunity yaku model. Mimi hezi kuwa bouncer,
but it's unfair. Like, guy, actually, Miss Dream Seminini.
Okay.
Thank you. For once, you have no answer.
Thanks. Why anyone ever?
Bundia, you are the savior of the team.
Okay. Like, yes, it's possible there's double standards. The thing about social media is you're putting yourself out there to get comments, whether it's whichever side of the nini you stand for. I guess for ladies, we have a louder nini backing us, like we're not going to take it as much. So I don't know. It is unfair, but I guess, I don't know, start a short care community. They'll defend you.
The hate that will come from
Ona,
that.
Ona, Sasa, we already shaming each other here. We are just six.
No, people. I'm saying. No, it's tricky. I don't know. You put yourself out there, as in, guys, people just have to talk.
Me, I'm telling you, I've seen guys that you can be on a baka chokora.
What?
You try doing that. He's gonna
make effort. He's gonna make chopper effort. Oh, yeah. Misawa. It's okay.
Man, they like the don't trust challenge. We tell me va, and then it's been told, oh, me va, was a graduation, you know, finally, you can wear more than just jerseys. And I'm just like, guys,
appreciate
to.
Nilikuwa talk for that don't trust challenge, but when I saw the comments the guys were getting, I stopped. You can cancel. I'm like,
That's why they were only like two or three videos of the trash challenge by men. That's why when you see, I think the funny thing is when you see don't trash challenge for the ladies when they started posting, you'd see comments like all of them, I'll take all of them, they are all beautiful. But for men, you'd be like, you see the comments as I like the second one, the third one not so much, I like the first one, the second one not so much. Anyway,
any preference?
So now we agree with
players. Wow. Double standard.
Okay.
Preference. Okay, ladies, do you have any last questions for the guys? When it comes maybe to DMs or something like that.
For me, I have one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The comparison thing. A lot of the times I get tagged, and like how Laura was saying, she got compared to a different TikToker. So now for me, this happens literally almost like a week later, kwasa, like 2-3 times in a week, where, you know, like my image and another person's image is in Equa, and they're like, you know, Paul or something like that. And it's never a girl. Like, it's never a girl doing this school, it's always a man. Na mnatagi yangu hapo ndio make sure mmeona na hata na post results afterwards percentage ujuange wewe ulikuwa na 2% na mwingine ndio na percentage yote. So my question is just like, what is usually the aim of such things? Because personally, right now I'm usually curious. Hata mimi natakanga niende nione nipata 2% yangu and things like that. But if I was younger, I feel like such a thing would have really affected me. Like, I'd have looked at that poll and wondered, mbona umu wako na percentage nyingi kuniliko? You know, like, is there something wrong with me? I look at something that she has that I don't have, and I feel like it would get to me. So now, I just want to ask, as men, while these polls are being done, what exactly is usually the aim? Like, what do you aim to achieve with such polls?
Let me answer
Saruni.
Men are trash.
It's Marikin Pali. You guys don't even know.
I think there's a guy who's like, I can't remember the name, on Instagram. His whole social media page is about that. Just him photoshopping girls with him maybe at the front, the back, or something like that. I'm not sure. We don't do that for us three. Help us. Do you do that at all?
No. I don't compare.
I think the worst is done is Smash Mary Kill. So, but like I said, I don't think I can answer on behalf of everyone. Like, I don't see the logic. I also don't like it because I get the point of lowering the person who loses their esteem. So I just guess just being an asshole. And you know, there's one thing I'll say when it comes to all these things, the DMs, you know, the guys who approach you, the guys who touch women inappropriately. There's a study that I saw that was showing that only 4% of men are that courageous in the whole world. But because these 4% are the ones who do it a lot, it makes it seem like every other guy is trash. And that is why it's so hard to fight the men are trash thing. Because you go on the streets, someone has punked a lady. You go in the mat, someone is trying to touch a lady. In the club, they're trying to force. It's a small percentage, but because they are so prominent, you know, like Nule anajitokeza, yendo anashine. He's the yellow car out of every other black car. So it becomes like a very prominent thing, and you end up thinking that men are just the same. Yeah,
plus also a just small to percentage.
But at least
just to add on that. Yeah, the same way we are putting out the yellow cab thing. You see, when a guy does something wrong, the amount of noise that will be there will be so much so that itapandisho itafika huko juu. But when a guy does something right, like I can't remember the last time I saw a post where a girl said, oh, my guy came for me, we went out, akanilipia kila kitu, akanitunza, akanitishia Uber, tukaenda nyumbani, and he slept and I slept and nothing happened and everything was good. Have a great day, Twitter. You know, you never see that on Twitter. But once a guy just kidogo, aka girl somewhere on the street, that's it. Oh my God, I was walking in town and 5 men called out to me and they were asking kwani sina kitu. You know, so it's crazy how much noise there is when it comes to men are trash, but it's crazy also how there's no noise when it comes to men are what?
Pineapples, apples,
snacks. What are good men called? No, we should start that hashtag. At least the 96% of us are song
men.
I think I'll wrap it up with just one question. I think I'll take it from Maxine and Laura. I have this one question. Now with everything that has been talked about, do you think there are double standards when it comes to things like feminism? Let me say that, because I think it's the one that's the loudest thing in social media. Do you think there are double standards, Maxine?
Yeah. Double standards.
It's there.
That's the parting shot.
Laura.
Laura, do you think there are double standards?
Yes, I think double standards. Yes, definitely. I see it all the time. You know, like even with TikTok growth, like it's easier for you to grow if you're a girl than if you're a boy. Like if you're a guy, you have to do something that's outstanding for you to grow.
Yeah. Start 100,000 cups or something. Or
yeah.
What you can draw from it all is that men, you are not lucky at all. I'm in a chenu. And we will move on. We have no other choice but to move on. It's a ladies' world. Anyway, that's it from us, our fifth episode. I think we had fun with this and the previous episode. Be sure to check us out on all platforms. And we'll be sure to share all the social media handles of Maxine and Laura.
You see, we are talking about the boy child. Come on, look at you.
I'm wrapping up.
I have 200 followers. Everyone knows Maxine.
I'm wrapping up. Anyway, that's it from us, Maxine, Mimi, Saroni, Alphas, Laura, and I. And we are out.